Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I suggest to folks everywhere, for they ask me about studying the Bible, well, there are many ways to study. I'm thoroughly convinced that we need to read the Bible, generally speaking, and gain a general knowledge. But I believe that we need to do some definite studying along certain lines. And I suggest to folks to do this. Go through the New Testament, particularly the epistles, and find the expressions. Take a red pencil and underline them. Take a piece of paper and write the text down. That is, write the entire verse down. What you write down, you can remember better.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And I never had the problem. I went back to high school. I never had the problems that a lot of folks have, a lot of young folks seem to have. I know I pastored nearly 12 years, and I know something about some of the problems that some folks have. And I've thought about it. But you know, I believe the difference was, I told everybody I met, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. I was just an old Baptist boy, but it didn't bother me what folks said about me. I wasn't afraid of being criticized or talked about. In fact, that never bothered me a bit in the world. Never bothered me a bit in the world what folks said. Why, bless God, would make me a bit of difference in the world what they said. And I just testified to folks on the school ground, to teachers, to principal, to school superintendent, to, just anybody everywhere. Praise God. I remember when I first came off the bed of affliction, the first time I walked to town, I ran into a friend of mine, a bosom pal. He and I had been before I'd become bedfast. But you know, somewhere or another, the world will soon forget about you. I remember he came to visit me one time after 3 months, and I never did see him anymore. So you see, it'd been a little over a year since I'd seen him. And so he saw me, and oh, he just made over me, and as though he was just so thrilled to see me. And he and I sat down on the running board of a car, and I found out that I have to this day. I'm getting older, you know. A lot of these kids and young folks don't know what a running board is. And so somebody came here a while back and asked me, said, what's a running board? Well, how many of you know? Sure. This, you have to remember, is 1934. Automobile, 1934 V8 Ford. They had running boards in those days. And I remember as we sat down there and began to talk. Well, he began to talk just like he always did, because he is the same old creature he was. And he began to talk about things that we did and had done. And I just sat there with a mask-like look on my face, as though it didn't register, as though I didn't know what he was talking about, though I did know. And so he looked at me and said, what's the matter with you? I said, not a thing. But he said, you act like you don't even know what I'm talking about. And then he began to laugh, and he pointed down to a building not too far away. And he laughed, you see, about something that happened one night. And from the natural standpoint, everybody, I guess, has had some natural talent. Some folks have musical ability, and some folks mechanical ability, and some folks electrical ability, and I don't know. I never had any kind of a talent from the standpoint of music or mechanics or something, but I can't tell you why, but there's two things I could always do. I could always tame any kind of a wild animal, and I could always open any lock. Now, I can't tell you why, just natural ability, I guess. But some way or another, locks would intrigue me, and I'd always open them, you see. And now that I had to tell you so you'd know what he is talking about, you see. Now, I opened a few buildings just as a kid, about 13 years old. But I wouldn't go in. See, my mama told me it's wrong steel, so the boys went in and got a little candy. That's about all they're interested in. Of course, I helped them eat it after they got it. Of course, one reason was I was afraid of the dark anyhow, but... And then I could always pick up anything and anyone looking at me. Slide of hand, you see. And sometimes I never did just deliberately get anything. But sometimes the boys would chicken me out, you know. And they would... and so they'd be watching me, you see. We'd go into a store and six or seven of them were watching me, and we'd come out and they'd say, well, you didn't get anything that time because all of us was watching you. The clerk was watching you. And I'd start pulling out of my pocket. You see, I had it. And I could always do that. Now, that's not too good of a talent, you see. That is, if you misuse it wrongly. Now, I haven't misused the talent, you see, since I've been a Christian. It does come in handy sometimes if you're traveling across the country, you see, and want to get into a friend's house and spend the night. Well, you know, they don't mind, you know. I have stopped by at some parsonages and opened the door and went in and left a note on the inside and said, why don't you stay home, guess who? And then locked the door and left, you see. And they wondered, come home, the doors is locked, and somebody here left a note. One time we stayed all night, didn't have any place to stay, so we just stayed all night. And wrote them a note and thanked them for the hospitality and went off. But you see, they were good friends, fellow pastors, and so on. But anyway, that's what he was talking about. I had to explain it to you. And the boys had gotten some candy that night, and I was responsible. I mean, they couldn't have done it without my help, assistance. And so he just laughing about how we put that over, even while we were being watched. And so he said... And I just sat there, you see, with a mask-like look on my face. And he said the second time, what's the matter with you? I said, not a thing. Well, he said, you act like you don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't even have gotten the candy. Don't you remember? And he pointed to a building about a half a block away. You remember that night, such and such a night? I said, why, Lefty, his name was Clarence. We called him Lefty, his left-handed. I said, Lefty, the fellow that was with you boys that night's dead. Oh, he said, you didn't die. I know you, Kenneth Hagin, that you were sitting there on that running board. I know you nearly died, but you didn't die. Oh, I said, Lefty, I'm not talking about physical death. I said, there's a man on the inside. And the man on the inside, the real me, the real Kenneth Hagin, has become a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, I quoted to him. Oh, all things have become new. I said, Lefty, you're looking at the same house, the same body, but I want you to know that the man that was responsible for stealing that, the fellow you are talking to now, is a new creature and hadn't stolen anything, and is not going to. Praise God. And I knew he knew what a liar was. And so I said, the fellow you were talking to now hasn't told a lie and is not planning on it. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have been born again. That old man's gone. Praise God. I'm a new man. And I remember he got up off of that car running board, you know, and walked two or three steps and turned around and looked at me like he thought I was a nut. And he walked two or three more steps and looked at me, and I sat there just laughing, you know. And finally he walked around the corner of the building. After he got around, he peeped back around the corner. He thought there's something wrong with me, and thank God there was. I'd just been born again. I'd just been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Many, my friends, number two, the second hindrance is a lack of understanding of our place in Christ and Christ's place in our life. I suggest to folks everywhere, for they ask me about studying the Bible, well, there are many ways to study. I'm thoroughly convinced that we need to read the Bible, generally speaking, and gain a general knowledge. But I believe that we need to do some definite studying along certain lines. And I suggest to folks to do this. Go through the New Testament, particularly the epistles. And find the expressions. Take a red pencil and underline them. Take a piece of paper and write the text down. That is, write the entire verse down. What you write down, you can remember better. And you'll find these expressions, such expressions as this: in Christ, in whom, and in Him. And you'll find such expressions as that occurs 133 or 134 times in the New Testament. Now, reason I said 133, 134, I use a couple that doesn't have the expression in Christ, in Him, or in whom, but it does infer what we have in Him. For instance, I use 1 John 4:4. Said, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. That's something that we have because we're Christian, the greater one in us. Praise God. And then the other one I used to make 134 is Colossians 1:13. Speaking of the Father, God said, "Who hath redeemed us, or who hath delivered us?" Now the previous verse tells us that it was God that planned this, planned a redemption. Jesus carried it out. "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness," from the authority of darkness. He hath delivered us from Satan's dominion and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God. And so I use that verse. Now then, if you'll go through the New Testament, some time ago a man who worked for the Shell refinery in Houston, and they were on strike, and so he said to me when I suggested it there in a day service, he began to do it. It wasn't working. And he said to me after a couple of weeks or so, I read through and said, "You're exactly right. It's exactly 134 by using those two." Amen. But now listen, just to read them won't help you. But if you'll do this, if when you read these texts about what I am in Christ, in Him, in whom, and then we'll begin to confess or to say, "This is who I am, this is what I have," you'll find right away life will be different for you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin-Bird.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God that we can have both grace and grit. Be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.